Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Peretzman. And we're going right into old-time radio. Ozzy and Harriet, Worrying About the Worrying. Originally aired 12-12-48. You know it, huh?
Wow, absolutely. Wow.
The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzy Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. It's uphill all the way from the bus stop at the corner to the Nelson's house at 1847 Rogers Road. A good hard climb, especially at the end of a long day. But say, look at Ozzy Nelson coming up the grade. Knees pounding up and down like pistons, elbows working, chin up, nose out, cutting the wind. Oh, he's in great form tonight. Hey, look at that man go, full speed. Now he's approaching the house, and he turns in without slowing down. A fast, banking turn. Watch that loose board on the step, Ozzy. Oh, he jumped right over it. Like a man with wings, he's on the porch, through the door, and into the house.
Harriet!
I'm in the living room, dear. For goodness sakes, who's been chasing you?
Oh, nobody. It's just so nice and crisp out, I felt like walking fast. It's a lot of fun walking up that hill real fast.
I dare you to tell that to the mailman.
No, I really mean it. Sends the blood surging through you. What's the matter?
What do you mean?
For your face.
Are you asking a question or registering a complaint?
Well, you seem to be terribly concerned about something.
Oh, I'm just a little bit worried, I guess.
Worried? What about?
Oh, nothing important, really.
Now, if it's important enough to worry about, then it must be important.
No, honestly, it really isn't.
Now, Harriet, the worst thing in the world to do is to keep your troubles to yourself. If you have any worries, get them out in the open. 9 times out of 10, you'll find out you didn't have anything to worry about in the first place.
Well, this isn't anything like that, dear.
Oh, any kind of a worry is a treacherous thing. Does things to you, beats you down, wears you down to a frazzle.
Well, I appreciate your concern, dear, but really...
Of course I'm concerned. I think I want people to go around saying, look at that poor guy, he's married to a frazzle. Come on now, what's bothering you?
Well, okay. I went down to the Emporium today, and I saw some drapes I thought would look nice in our living room.
Is that all? Oh, for goodness sakes, Harry, we're not living in the Middle Ages, you know.
What do you mean, dear?
You were afraid that I, the Lord of the Manor, would chop off your head just because you looked at some new drapes?
Well, not exactly. It's just...
What did you think I'd do, have a fit of temper, throw a tantrum and rant and rave? What a silly thing to worry about. You have my full permission to go downtown tomorrow and buy the new drapes.
Thank you, dear.
Now, is that all you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about how they'll look when they're delivered. I already bought them this afternoon. I was just afraid the color might not be quite right.
Well, worrying about it won't do any good. Why don't you wait and see? You liked them when you saw them down at the Emporium, didn't you?
Well, yes, but suppose they don't look as good in our living room as they did in the Emporium window.
Then maybe the Emporium will let us move into their window.
Well, they're pretty expensive. Be awful if they turned out badly.
Look, you're not going to help anybody worrying about it. They'll probably be the best drapes we ever had.
Is that you, boys?
Yeah, Mom. It's us.
Yeah, it's us.
What are you guys so down in the mouth about? What's going on around here today?
David had an arithmetic test today, and he's worried.
Did you have a test, too?
No, not me, just David.
Then what are you so worried about?
Nothing. I'm just helping David.
Well, why are you so worried about your arithmetic test, David?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
Do you think you failed?
Well, I don't know. They won't tell us till tomorrow.
Well, then what's the sense of worrying about it?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
All right, then. Since you know that arithmetic is your worst subject, did you study everything you were supposed to know on the test?
Oh, sure.
And did you concentrate while you were taking it?
Of course, Pop.
Did you go back and check all your problems?
Every one.
All right. You did all those things, and why isn't it logical to assume you have nothing to worry about?
Because arithmetic is my worst subject.
Don't you see, David, if you did everything you possibly could to pass the test, there's no point in worrying about it. You did the best you could. That's all you can do.
Well, I never looked at it that way, Pop. I guess you're right.
Of course I'm right.
I probably passed the test okay. Maybe I even got 100.
That's possible.
Thanks, Pop. I won't worry about it anymore.
That's the spirit, son.
But just in case I didn't pass, Ricky, you better keep on worrying.
Okay, let's go out and back and throw the football around.
Okay. Come on, I'll get the ball.
Well, I have to give you credit, dear. You're really the happy gloom chaser tonight.
I never saw such a family of worriers, even the boys. You must get it from your side of the family. Didn't your father used to worry a lot?
Yes, he did, dear. Every time I went out with you.
Only worried about that old jalopy I used to drive you around in.
No, he just couldn't understand why you didn't have a steering wheel.
You and David are just like your father. David worries about his arithmetic test, and yet he knows he did everything possible to pass it. You worry about your new drapes being the wrong color, and you haven't even put them up yet.
Well, that's easy enough to say, dear, but you can't turn worries off and on like a faucet, you know.
Now, look at it this way. I took the car to the garage today. Now, I could sit here and worry that maybe it's going to cost a lot of money to fix it.
Well, I hope not. With Christmas coming, we have enough expenses right now.
Well, it probably won't, but suppose it does. There's no point worrying about it. If it costs a lot of money, it costs a lot of money, that's all. And there's nothing you or I can do about it.
I suppose so. You're a regular Rock of Gibraltar tonight, dear.
Oh, and in case you're worried about where I'm going down to the drugstore and get some ice cream for dessert.
Oh, while you're down there, will you see if you can pick up a glamorous woman?
I presume that's the title of a magazine.
Well, of course, dear. Don't you think I have enough to worry about with the drapes?
Did you want some ice cream, Mr. Nelson? Mr. Nelson?
No, I'm sorry, Charlie. I was busy looking at this magazine. What'd you say?
Did you want some ice cream?
Yes, please. A quart of chocolate and vanilla.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello there, Thorny.
Harriet said I'd find you down here. What are you reading there?
Oh, one of these silly women's magazines. Harriet asked me to pick it up for her, just looking over this article.
What is it? Stop worrying.
Yeah, a whole big deal about people worrying. You know, same old junk. Listen to this. We want to sweep the worry clouds from our mental storehouse and take a new lease on life. This gal claims that 90% of all people worry 90% of the time. Do you believe that, Thorny?
I don't know, Oz. She may be right.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You don't worry especially, do you?
Well, of course I do. Matter of fact, if you want to be honest about it, I think everybody does.
Got a whole list of questions here you're supposed to ask yourself. Are you troubled by tension? Do you lie awake at night? Are you troubled by anxiety? Do you fear the future? Are you worried?
Yes.
Are you worried about living beyond your means? Are you concerned about little ailments?
Like a pin in my right shoulder?
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff. Things that people always worry about but seldom have.
Oz, do you get a sort of a shooting pain in your right shoulder? Right about here? It comes and goes. Oh, about every 2 or 3 minutes.
You see, Thorny, you even do it. Just suggest something that other people worry about, and right away you have a symptom.
Oh, I haven't got it now, Oz. I just have it sometimes. Don't you ever have it?
Oh, well, sometimes when I've been bowling a lot or I happen to sleep on it in a peculiar position. Everybody has things like that, but I'm not going to worry about it, that's for sure.
Here you are, Mr. Nelson, a quart of chocolate and vanilla.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Now, you take Charlie here. I'll bet he never worries about anything, do you, Charlie?
Well, I try not to. Of course, I'm sort of a cheerful person by nature, but worry can be a terrible thing, gentlemen. Yes, sirree. I think it's the cause of more evil dispositions than anything else in the world.
Oh, it sure can bring a person down.
Have you ever met my wife, Mr. Nelson?
No, I don't think I have. Is she a worrier?
She used to be, yes. I'd come home of an evening, and there she'd sit worrying and worrying. She just made everybody around her miserable.
And you decided to do something about it?
Well, sir, I figured the best way to make a person stop worrying is to get his mind off it. So every time I'd come home and find her with a long face, I'd give her the old worry treatment.
Oh, what would you do, Charlie?
Well, sir, I'd go out to the kitchen, get me a couple of ice cubes, sneak up behind her, and drop them right down her back.
And that worked?
Absolutely. She's like a new woman. I met her last night for the first time since our divorce, and she's the happiest woman I've ever seen. Here you are, Mr. Nelson. Quarter chocolate and vanilla.
Did you get my magazine for me, Derek? Ozzie?
I'm sorry, dear. What did you say?
Did you get my magazine?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm just reading an article in it. Would you like to read it?
No. Go ahead. I'll read it later.
Yeah. Boy, that dinner was terrific. I think I ate a little too much. This belt must be shrinking or something. I have to unfasten it all the time after a big meal.
What's the article about, dear?
Oh, one of those things with a list of questions you're supposed to ask yourself. One of them are you afraid you're living beyond your means?
Isn't everybody?
And, are you slipping? Are you slipping, dear?
No, but your pants are. You better fasten that belt again.
Now, listen to this. Are you losing your old friends?
Well, are we? Well,
of course not. We have the same old friends we've always had. Except maybe they're a little older. Thornberrys, the Dunkels, the Randolphs, the Hodges, all the same old friends. Parties, outings together, good times. Where is it we were invited for New Year's Eve?
No place, dear.
Are you sure? I thought you said somebody had invited us to a party or something.
No, not that I know of. What are the other questions in the article?
Oh, it's silly stuff. Do you feel that people are avoiding you? Does it seem you are less popular than you once were?
Well, that's a standard thing, isn't it?
Oh, sure, but the idea of printing these things, telling a person how to stop worrying, it's such dull, stupid stuff isn't even interesting. Let me read you some more. Are you having difficulty making new friends? Do you feel that old friends are deliberately avoiding you? That's silly.
What's silly about it?
Well, for one thing, the idea of telling you to ask yourself these idiotic questions. They immediately assume that everybody who reads a magazine talks to himself. Wouldn't be so bad if the questions made sense. Do you feel that people are deliberately avoiding you?
It's getting late, dear. Let's go to bed.
Are all the doors locked?
I think so. Why, dear?
Well, we don't want prowlers walking through the house in the middle of the night.
Oh, I don't know. With Ricky's roller skates scattered around, a prowler'd never get past the dining room. Something the matter, dear?
No. Just got sort of a slight pain in my right shoulder. Harriet?
What's the matter, dear?
How long has it been since we've seen the Randolphs?
Oh, it's been quite a while. Why?
Well, didn't we invite them over a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, we did, but they had another engagement. They couldn't come.
Doesn't that seem like a weak excuse?
Well, how'd you happen to start thinking about the Randolphs?
Oh, I was just lying here, thinking. What was that noise?
I didn't hear any noise.
Sound like a loose shingle on the roof. Wonder if this roof will last through the winter.
I'll go to sleep.
Harriet.
Yes?
Do you remember if I locked the garage door?
The car isn't there, dear. You left it at the shop.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine all the things that mechanic's going to find wrong with it. Probably tell me we need a new motor. I wonder what a new motor costs. Car isn't worth that much. Drag it away to the junkyard.
Ozzie, if you don't stop tossing, you're going to fall out of bed. Read in the paper today about a man who rolled out of bed and broke his leg. What are you doing?
Well, this bed is pretty high. I think I'll sleep on the floor. I hope I can get an appointment with Dr. Brown tomorrow.
Well, for goodness sakes, what for?
This right shoulder of mine is just killing me.